Let's say the person is in town right now, then the summons that's sent through the Isha is not a good shlichus. Why? Because we have to be afraid maybe the neighbor of the Isha won't do the shlichus. Because loy the Armina, they'll say, Eima loy omru loy, the Amri ashkach tinu shlicha de Bezdin. They'll like be marihet and say, listen, the person is in town now when Bezdin is going on. So even though Bezdin told us to do it, most probably Bezdin will still send them a shlich Bezdin. So therefore the neighbors won't tell them. Therefore in such a case we can't be samech on them. Now what she says, the Yama shlich de Vedino ashkachinu biyomulay. Elo mishmashadrinan lay at shlichos achrina basrei. We have to make sure shlich Bezdin goes after them. Yeah. Where they don't pass by Bezdin. Only where the Baldover himself is not going to pass by the Bezdin. But let's say the Baldover himself will pass by Bezdin, then loy amri. Then we're not samech on the lady or the neighbor that would to give them the summons. Because they'll say, Amri, they'll say, Ashkechu Beidin of Yamri Lei. So most probably when they passed by Bezdin, the Bezdin themselves told this person that he's summoned to court. So therefore, if the neighbors of the lady would think that the Baldor himself has to pass by Bezdin anyway, then they will not say over their shlichus. And also, V'loya Moron El Diyasi Biyomi. There's only said that we can be samech on the lady or on the neighbor if the Baldor comes home that day. But he doesn't come home that they lie, then it's no good. Because we'll have to be afraid to say maybe they forgot about it altogether. We can only be samech on them as a shliach bezdin only if they take care of it that day. But the next day we can't be samech on them. Maybe they forgot. Omar Rova said, "Haiman de kosev olay psicho al de loyosa lebeidina." If somebody was written up a psich upon him, a shtar shamtui, because he didn't come to Bezdin, adiyose ladino lemekarinin lay. Until he comes to Bezdin, we don't rip it up. Oil, when he comes, the light, adiyose ladino lemekarinin lay. Adiyose ladino, adiyose lemekarinin lay. If somebody's put into shamtui, because he didn't listen to the din, to the Bezdin, then we don't rip it up until he listens to the Bezdin. For Lohi, it's not true. Kivun the Yom at Saisina Karinin Lei. As soon as he accepts upon himself that he will listen, from then on we have a right to rip off the shtar. In other words, even before he actually does the halacha, as long as he accepts upon himself to listen, right away we'll rip off the shtar of Shamti. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, around 8 lines down, 2 dots. Amar Rav Chizda said that Koivin Zman Sheni V'Chamishi V'Sheni. When you want to call somebody to a din Torah like to Bezdin, so we give him a Zimun, we summon him to come on a Monday. If he doesn't come then, we summon him again to come on a Thursday. If he doesn't come then, we summon him again to come on a Monday. Now, Zimna V'Zimna, time after time. Now, Bosa Zimna, if he doesn't come after this Monday, Thursday, then Monday, ulumacha kasvinan, then the next day, like the next Tuesday, then we go right down the shtar psikto, like psicho, we write down the shtar of shamtui, why he didn't come to the din. Now, Ravasi ikloi bei Ravkana. Ravasi once went to visit by Ravkana. Chosehi is to say, he once saw a lady there, the yazamna ladino, befanya, that they summoned her to come to Bezdin that morning. And she didn't come. Over Tzafra that evening, Kosev Olo Psicha, right away that evening. Or the opposite way, I mean, Befanya. She was summoned to come to court the evening. And she didn't come. So over Tzafra the next morning, right away, Kosev Olo Psicha. He saw the way Rav Kahana wrote down a Shtar Shamti why she didn't come to the din. So Amalei, Rav Asi said to him, Loi Sova Lomar, don't you hold. Lohod Yomar Rav Chizla, like Rav Chizla said, like we just learned, that koivin zman sheni v'chamisha v'sheni, that we give them time, if they don't come the first time, we kovei a second time, and then a third time. Sakamir, the lady was supposed to come at one time, and she didn't come, right away you wrote up a shtar psicha. So Amalei, so he answered back, so Rav Chana answered back, Hani mili gavra, When do we give the person two or three times? That's only by a man. The onus of a lazy b'mosa. Because it could be that he's not home. He's busy. Men have to go on business. They go away. But a lady, kivon the yisiv b'mosa, since she's always at home, siv so, v'loyasin, still she didn't come, meredesi, she's called a meredes, she's going against the din, against the bezdin, therefore right away we write up a shtar psicha right away. Now, Omar Rav Yehuda said, "Lo yehivna zimna, lo biyayme nisim, lo biyayme tishrei." You know, during these 2 months, we try not to have a din Torah. We don't summon somebody to come to a din Torah. So Rashi says, "Ein mezamnen adam ledin benisim v'tishrei, shein zman kitziru b'tzir." This is the time when you cut down and when you do the harvesting. So therefore, these times people are busy. We don't tell them to come to a din Torah. Now the Gemara says, "Loi b'mayli yom tov, v'loi b'mayli shabata, not on an erev yom tov, and also not on an erev Shabbos. Avol minisan lebosa yom nisan, over yom tishrei lebosa tishrei kavinan." But we could summon the person during the chodesh of Nisan to tell him right after Nisan you're going to have to come to the din Torah. That we could do. Rashi says, "Sholchim sheyove b'yom pliny b'yir." We could send you a message. We could send you a summons, like on Nisan, to tell you that afterwards on Iyar you're going to have to come to the din Torah. And the same thing on Tishrei. Now, mimali shabata lebosa mali shabata lekevinan. But we don't bother you on Erev Shabbos, not even to give you the summons that you'll have to come on after Shabbos. My time, what's the reason? The Avidatayu, the Shabbat Torah. Because a person's busy on Erev Shabbos, a person's busy preparing for Shabbos. Therefore, we don't even send you the summons to tell you to come even for after Shabbos. The Omer Rav Nachman, said, Lo Yavinon Zimno Lo Levnei Kalo Bekalo. We don't give out a summons to the people that come to the drasha, b'shas the drasha, b'shas the kala. So Rashi learns it means boyin l'shmoya drasha b'chol Shabbos. On every Shabbos, the Rav used to give a drasha, and people used to come. So at that gathering, we don't tell people, you should know, that you're going to have to come to court, you're going to have to come to Besdin tomorrow. Ein oimrim loy bo b'yom sheni l'din. We don't tell you come on Monday, b'yom sheni to the din Torah. Why? Because the nimniv lo yosel l'kala. Because if so, people will be afraid to come to the kala, they won't come to the drasha. So therefore, the meritakona, the shas, the drosha, like we don't summons you, even though we're only telling you to come after Shabbos. And the same thing, v'loy levnei rigla, berigla. The same thing, people before the regal also come to the drosha. Tehiyah the hilchas regal, like Rashi says, boyim l'shmoyah hilchas regal, kaidim regal lamed yoyim. So these people also, b'shas, they come to the drosha, we can't tell them they'll have to come to the din Torah even after the yomtiv. Mora says, "Ki hevi also lekayim the Rav Nachman." When they came in front of Rav Nachman, omelhu bechiladidchu kinufaychu. So Rashi says, "Ki also toifim lekayim the Rav Nachman b'yom kala lahazmin balid din ledin." When Rav Nachman was given the drosha, and people used to come there to meet up the other bal din to tell them you have to come to the din Torah, is omelhu. He used to tell them bechiladidchu kinufaychu. The tzarech dinchem hekalti eschem. I don't bother them now. I didn't gather the people here so that you should be able to call them to a din Torah. This is for a drasha, and we'll take care of that at different times. The Gemara says that, but v'idna nowadays, the ikar ramay chashinan. But today that we have ramoyim, therefore today we are chashish.
Ramoyim means like liars. In other words, people want to dodge to escape, not to have to go to the din Torah, so they would have to come to the regal. In order to escape, not to be summoned to the din. So therefore, such people, Rav Nachman, let them now. Now the din changed, now we let them be summoned, even though they come to the regal. Then it says, the Mishnah ends off and says, "Im hoyu dover sheish be'achrayis chayav l'shalom." If the father left over something that has an achrayis to it, then the children have to return it, b'shem kibbut av, like we spoke out this far before. So Mar says now, "Masni lei Rebbe l'Rebbe Shimon brei." Rebbe taught his son Reb Shimon that loy dover sheish be achrayis mamish. It doesn't mean the father left over like karka, left over mamish and things that has achrayis. El afilu pora, even if the gzela was that the father stole a cow, v'chayrish bo. Now the children are using it to plow with. Rels chamor umechamor achrov. Now their father stole a donkey and they're using it now. Still chayovim lahachzir. The children have to return it. Why?
Mifnei kovod aviyim als kivrav. We spoke out before, because otherwise people will see the children using it, and they'll always say, you got it because your father stole it, and like they'll still remember the way your father's a gazlin. So mishim kivod aviyim, they're supposed to return it. Even though really otherwise it would have been a case of shini and shini rishus at the potter, but mishim kivod aviyim the chayiv. Boy mimei rav kana mirav. Mito umesa vole, what's going to be if the father stole a bed, and now the children use it? Shulchan b'yechlo, where the father stole the table, and now the children eat on it. Ma, what's the locha? In other words, here it doesn't work outside in the streets. Here it's inside your house, so maybe not too many people know about it. Maybe it's not so bad. So he answered him back and said, O maloi, tein lachochem b'yachkemoid, like give it to a chochem and only become wiser. In other words, Rashi says, kippor v'chamor, kein mita v'shulchan, the same sfer applies also. Now the maisa people do come into your house. They do see your bed, they do see your table. Therefore, if it's a stolen table, a stolen bed, people will remember the gzela, and therefore will only be an embarrassment to your father. Therefore, mishum kovarav, you have a chiv to return it.
And now the Mishnah says like this, ein tortin loy mi tevas hamuchsin, for loy mi kis shogaboyin. If you want to exchange money, porta means lahachlev, or Rashi says lahachlev sloyim beprutes. If you have a seller, and you want to exchange it to get back coins, like you have a dollar, you want to get change. So you're not allowed to have the exchange made, loy mitevas hamuchsin, not from the box of the muchsin. That's the person that collects taxes. For loy mikisha gaboyim, not from another box of the gaboyim, also that collected taxes. The kids, like we'll see in the Gemara, we hold that these taxes were shloikedin, and therefore it's like gezel. So we're not allowed to take money of gezela. That's why we should not exchange it by these people. We can't accept stock from them either, for the same reason. Because we have to say that the money they have in these boxes that they collected the taxes in, it's stolen money. Therefore, we can't take it for stock. But if you go to the collector's house, his private money, or you meet him in the street, not in the box that he collects the taxes in, but with his private money, that we're allowed to accept. How we can have the exchange. Because that's not gzela. It's only the tax money itself that's like gzela. We'll soon see in the Gemara why. Now the Gemara says, Tony, we learned like this, that avo noisin loy dinner, but let's say you have to pay him a dinner for the taxes, or let's say he wants money for the tax, and you give him a dinner, for noisin loy es hashar, you're allowed to receive your change. That you're allowed to, because otherwise, like, you start giving it to him even more gzela. In other words, if you have to pay him, let's say, a prutis, and you don't have prutis, you only have a dinner, so you're allowed to give him the dinner, and then he'll give you back your change. Because that's called, you're being matzo miyoda, you start saving your own money. That's not called you're taking like zela. Now the Gemara is the kashe or muchsin. Like why are we saying now muchsin is called gezel? Ivi yomar Shmuel. Shmuel says the loch is dina de machusa dina. If the melech gives a psak din, befrat if it's nageh to dina mamnis, like here to give taxes to collect the money, he has a right to. Since so, the person had a right to collect the money. So what do we consider it gezel? The Rashi says v'zeh shekibul es hameches. Min ha-melech b'dover kotz of kach v'kach l'shono ain't gazlim. He's not called a gazlim, and the money is not called gzela. So why can't we accept a change from this money? Like if you owe like Shmuel, dinu l'machus dino, they have a right to collect taxes. So Gemara says, Omer Rebbe, Chanino bar Kahano, Omer Shmuel, b'muchus shein loy kitzvo. We're talking about here a tax that does not have an exact amount. In other words, he could take as much as he wants. So it's saying now he took more than he was supposed to, that's like gezel. So therefore, there's no kitzvah here involved, that's gezel, he takes more, he can take as much as he wants, that's like gezel. In other words, that's not the dinah of the machusar even. We're talking about a tax collector here that came by himself, so Rashi says, Shaloi miyeis ha-melech. Without the king, it wasn't the king that told him to do it. Stam, a person got up by himself and started to collect taxes. So even though he made an exact amount how much you have to pay, still this he has no right to be mechayvi to pay taxes, therefore it's called gezel. The Gemara says, Iki demasni, some learned these two terutzim, demasni lo aho, on this halacha. That we learned, lo yilbash odom klayim afilo agabi asara begodim. You're not allowed to wear klayim, a beggar that has shatness, that has flax and linen, flax and wool, and afilo on top of 10 clothing. L'havriach b'yasamechas.
even though you're doing it to save yourself from the taxes. You're not allowed to do it. So the Gemara says, Mas nisan d'loy k'Rabbi Kiva, the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva, because the Tanya would learn like this. Also, l'havriach esamechas. You're not allowed to save yourself from paying taxes. Rabbi Shimon, no, Mishum Rabbi Kiva, muta l'havriach esamechas. No, you are allowed to save yourself from paying taxes. So Gemara says like this. Bishlei melinyan klayim, the machlokes whether you could wear these klayim or not. In other words, put the clothing on as if to say it's your clothing right now. You won't have to pay taxes from it. So what's the machlokes if you could put on clothing of klayim? Broken iflagi, the masava dava sheinu miskavin muter, or masava dava sheinu miskavin osa. One says here avadi not mechavin dava no. Your kavon of wearing this clothing is only to free yourself from the taxes. So that's cool, like a dava sheinu miskavin. You don't have kavon. You don't have intentions of having the enjoyment from the begit. So that's the machlokes. Is a dava sheinu miskavin muter also. Elo lavriach by esamechas. What's the machlokes though? If you like to save yourself, like dodge yourself from paying the taxes. Mishori, is it muter? I the Yomar Shmuel. Shmuel said that dina the machlus dina. If the melech puts a law of mumness upon us, we have to listen to it. So here we should have to pay the money. So how come? What's the machlokes? Is it allowed to free yourself from the taxes? So on this thing, more answers. Amar Bichnina Bakano, Omar Shmuel Bemuche Shein LeKitzvo. The first there says this taxes has no limit. So the person that's collecting it is collecting more than he's supposed to. Such taxes is like gezel. You're allowed to save yourself from paying it. We're talking about a tax that's collected not from the king, but a person on his own, a governor on his own, came to collect taxes he has no right to. Here you're allowed to save yourself from paying it. And the Ikud the Masni, some learn these two through Tzmaho on a different halacha. We learn it like this. Noidrin, Lahorgin, Ulacharomim, Ulamuchsin. Shisho Truma, Shisho Beis HaMelech. If someone like a robber that will kill you is coming to steal your things, so you're allowed to swear to him to make a neder and say that it's Truma, or to say that it belongs to the Beis HaMelech. Even though really it doesn't belong to the king, but you're allowed to do these things just to save yourself. Since you're saving yourself from a horgon, the Rashi says Noidrin means you're allowed to say Kainim Kol Peiros Alai. You're making a nitzan neder, all the fruits should be also to me. Imein Tfuah Zu Shel Beis HaMelech, this tfuah doesn't belong to the king anyway. So therefore they won't take it away from you. So you let us swear, you let us make a neder to these people. That's called nidri einsin. Ulamuchsin, who are then the people that coming to collect taxes? You let us free yourself from the taxes by making this type of a neder. So Moris Akasha, ulamuchsin, how could you make this neder to free yourself from taxes? I, Vyoma Shmuel, Shmuel says, Alochar is dina de machusadina. So on this we end, Rabbi Chanina Bar Kana, Amar Shmuel, b'muchish, ein l'kitzv again, we're talking about taxes that have no limit to it. So therefore it's also to have to pay, it's a gezel. Therefore you're allowed to save yourself from it. To the Rabbi Yana Yamri, b'muchish, haimid meilof, talking about a tax that was put up by itself, not by the law of the king, therefore also it's like gezel, you don't have to pay it. Ravashi, Amar Vashi says, b'muchish, kanani, I'll answer, we're talking about now, this person that's coming to collect the taxes is a goy. And vice versa, from a goy you're allowed to steal, like we'll soon see. The Tanya will not like this. Yisroel u'kenani, onas shebo ledin, Yisroel and a kenani, that came to a din Torah, that one owes the, we don't know who owes the other one money. So the lachri is like this. Yisroel, if we could pass in the din Yisroel that the Jew is part of, zakeyu, free him. For Yom Ruloi Kach Dineinu, this is our din. What about the din? They cannot him if you could free him with the Goyish law. Zakeyu, free the Jew with the Goyish law. For Yom Ruloi, and tell the Goy, Kach Dinchem, this is your halacha. V'yim lav, let's say we can't, according to both laws, it's pretty obviously the Jew is chayiv. Boy in Olav Akifin, we come with him, Rashi says, B'chochmo, with any all type of a wisdom to try and free him. At Shepoitra Messi Yisrael, we try and defend the Yisrael as much as possible until we get him to be potter. The very Rabbi Yishmael, this is a pshat in the very Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva says, "Ain boy in all of that kifa. No, we're not allowed to do this. It's time to use divrei chochma to save the person. But why? Mifnei kiddush Hashem. Like this will be a chil Hashem. It's not nice to do this. It's a chil Hashem to try and steal, like to free yourself from the goy." So the Gemara says now, Rabbi Akiva, time with the Kiddush Hashem only because it's like a Chilul Hashem. Holek Kiddush Hashem, if it's not a question of Kiddush Hashem over here, then Boyin, the Boyin, you're allowed to try and take the money away from the Goy, you're allowed to free the Jew. You're allowed to let the Jew take the money away from the Goy. For the Gemara of a Gezlo, Kanani, Mishari, is it true? Are we allowed to steal from a Goy? Is Gezlo, Kanani, Muta? The Yotani will learn like this. Omer Rabbi Shimon, Dovo zeh this thing, Dorash Rabbi Akiva, Kishebo,
Mizapirin, that Minayin legezel Kanani Shuasa. How do we know the Lochristaka gezel Kanani? It's also Midiraisa. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Achre Nimka Gula Tialoi, after you sell an Eved Ivri to a Goy. So now when you want to redeem him back, the Pasuk says, Gula Tialoi, you have to redeem him back, you have to pay for it. So, with Ashen, it means to say,